This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Welcome back to the program. We're here weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. The repeat of the show at 5 p.m. Eastern time. You can also send a message, as we just heard in the last segment. Any voice messages, just send them to 1-866-509-4545, like Robert just did. 1-866-509-4545. Please mention for Kelly and Company, and it's okay if we use it on the air. Otherwise, we won't do that. We'll just hear your message. If you need somebody to get back to you, we'll do what we can. Make sure it gets moved on to the right person. Feedback at AMI.ca. Great way if you have questions about Accessible Media Inc., AMI TV, AMI Audio, or AMI Tele. You can do that. Ask it there, and somebody from Marketing Communications, maybe our good old friend Greg David, will give you a ring back. That's feedback at AMI.ca. On Twitter, she's at AllRams with a Z. I'm at AMI Kelly Mac. And of course, you can reach AMI Audio at AMI Audio. And keep up with what's going on the different shows here on AMI Audio, the live shows. You can follow along segment to segment, but also interact and get previews of our other content and little notes at AMI Audio. Kelly McDonald with Ramya Boothin.
We got lots of things to discuss when it comes to iOS 15, Kels. A lot of new concept and features underway. So let's bring on Michael Fair.
Hi, I'm Mike Fair. iPhones, iPods, and iPads are everywhere, and they're doing great things for the blind. We explore all that, plus audio entertainment, dramas, podcasts, internet radio, and games. We share it all on Kelly and Company.
For people using smartphones, the temptations and distractions at your fingertips can prove really, really hard to resist. And being at everybody else's beck and call is another mixed blessing. You know, they're there, but you're always there. So, Mike, you're going to give us this crash course on this focus feature found in iOS 15. And it's actually, you know, it's getting a lot of traction. There's a lot of people using it. And before this came up, there were a lot of ways that people were using different things to kind of get the same stuff done. So what kinds of distractions and temptations does the feature give us a hand with?
So basically, it handles three key points of distraction. So the first, of course, is people calling you at the most opportune moments. So basically, you can block groups of people from contact, like calling or messaging you, and you can sort of tell them, yeah, hey, I'm in Do Not Disturb. So it gives them a chance, if it's really urgent, to contact you. So you have a lot more control. It's not the bludgeon that Do Not Disturb was. Notifications from apps is another huge one. We're all deluged with these notifications. And these are things that we want to know about generally, but not at that moment when we've got this grand plan in mind and it just topples like a house of cards because some dang fool app notified us that a book was available or something at the wrong instant. Right? So we have that. And then we have the temptations of apps themselves. This is that game that's just a few swipes away and I could be in Funland instead of doing what I should be doing. Right? So you can hide away whole pages of apps and even create new specific pages with just the apps you need. So it's pretty powerful with those three points of distraction. You can sort of put at least a little friction between you and them.
Nice. That control sounds amazing. Where do we go to change or create a focus mode?
You go into settings, and then you go into the focus setting. And that's right where the Do Not Disturb used to be. It's right between sounds and haptics on the left and screen time on the right. So that's right where Do Not Disturb actually used to be. Do Not Disturb is actually a focus now.
Oh, I see. Okay. So what do we find in the focus settings?
So it's a pretty large area. The first thing is an add button. That lets you add new focuses. If you want to build a focus mode just for you, you can do that. You also find focus modes that are already there. So you have Do Not Disturb. You have work and sleep as a few examples. So all of that are there already. Then you have basically a switch to decide whether you want to share with a device, all your devices. When you change a focus on like my main iPhone, I want my watch to know also and shift into that same focus.
Yes, of course.
Like do not disturb right now where I'm doing this interview. That's what I shifted very quickly into as we got connected up here. But my iPhone XR is my backup phone now. I don't want it necessarily switching focuses all the time. So I have a special focus built for it, and I have it turned off so it doesn't share with other devices, and it won't sort of catch when I switch the focus of these devices, my main devices I'm using, and switch as well. So it's handy to be able to do that in certain circumstances, especially if you have multiple Apple devices.
So what happens when you double click on click on the name of a focus mode?
Well, then you get into a dialogue of features that focus is. So the first thing is on and off switch, where you can toggle it on and off. So if you're not comfortable with the control button that I'll be discussing later, you can always go into settings, and the very first thing, you find the name of the focus, you double tap on that name, and then you'll find do not disturb switch, and it'll say on or off, and that's the state that it's currently in. So you double tap to toggle between those states. That's the first thing. Then you find a bunch of other settings. So next is notifications, loud notifications, and you can set which notifications that you want to allow. So decide on apps and people. It takes you actually to the same dialogue, but you can actually go set the focus to apps or people and then deal with that side of the equation. So people is what it kind of sets you in, and then you can actually pick either of those buttons, and it will start there. So you can build, it sort of lets you set up, okay, who do I want to add? You can add specific people to the list, and basically, you know, they will be automatically allowed to contact you no matter what. Parents, family members, things like that, you know, friends that really need to get hold of you, you can add them in. Landlords, and then everyone else, you can say, no, I don't want to be interrupted for now. And so you can add people to that list. There's a remove all button, so you can just take anyone you've added, you can take all of them out and then start again from scratch if you think you need to take that step. So there's that. You can add people from your contacts to that list. That's basically how that works. You'll be taken to a big list of your contacts. You double tap to add those people in.
So is there a way, Mike, because this is starting to sound like, you know, very specific and customizable. Is there a way to make more general allowances?
Yeah. The next thing that you find in this dialogue is a thing called also allow. And beyond that, you find settings to basically say if someone calls and they're not in your contacts, you can say everyone is allowed to call. So you can make a focus mode where you just don't want to be bugged by apps, but everyone could call you. No one can call you if you want to do that. You can also say just in your contacts, so anyone outside can't call you, and anyone in your contacts could. There's time sensitive stuff as well. People in your favorites, if you mark people as favorites in your contacts, you can have just them be able to call you. So it's there's a good range there. And also then there's options for other people not in your contacts. You can allow them, you can allow repeat calls. So if they're really desperate, they call like multiple times within 3 minutes, the second call with less than 3 minutes apart can be let through. So that might, you know, stave off the duck cleaning guy or something like that, you know, and let the real important stuff through and still shield you from those idiot calls that, you know, they're just out for your money. So that's one good use of that feature.
I know when I had to do not disturb and I was messing around with it years ago before I really conceived how powerful the device was in general and what you could do with that. And this is even more control, more specific control. So what about when the apps button is selected?
Well, then you have it similar to people. You can add apps from your list. You can remove all so that no apps can, you know, can get it. You can only add one app at a time, as far as I can figure out. Maybe there's a way to multiple add apps that I haven't figured yet, but it seems like you have to add them one at a time. And you can basically add apps, you know, that list, like people, the apps will just be allowed through to contact you. Then you can have, you know, apps that are outside that list, because, of course, you have all the apps on your phone. It's not like strange apps can call you. But you can do to the right of add apps is where all the apps will appear once you've added them, and you can easily remove them as well. So the next, similar to people, is also allow, right? And you can have time-sensitive notes is the big one here, where you can say, let these apps, if it's really time-sensitive, let those notifications through. But if it isn't urgent, then keep them back. You could schedule those for the summary in notifications. Now there's a new summary that you can have delivered at your convenience. And that should make people feel a little less like they're slaves of their devices and much more like they're working for them. So it's mm-hmm. a big step in the right direction there.
Right. So what's past the people in apps dialog?
So once you're past that, you get another heading is options. And that's the last heading in this part. Well, there's one more. There's automatic. But this, the options is dealing with other things that you can't sort of fit in the people dialogue. So you can have focus status, where you can decide, do I inform people? Michael is reading right now. Contact anyway, or do not disturb, contact anyway. And it still gives, if you allow it, you can still give people a chance to break through, but they know what you'd have some idea that you're busy and you might not, you know, jump to it right away, right? So it's helpful in that sense. And then there's home screen and lock screen options as well.
So, okay, then, and you want to discuss a little bit about what the home screen and lock screen buttons do? What kind of power?
These things are, they give you a chance to show or hide home screens, for one. You can decide which home screens are hidden while you're in the focus. Basically, you can hide notification badges. So, you know, those numbers that say you have 12 emails and it changes to 13, that could, you know, wreck the focus of someone. You can hide all those away while you're in that focus. So they're doing their job still, but you just won't notice during that time. So that's the big things with home screen. And then lock screen is you can dim the lock screen, have notifications dimmed. And therefore, it you know, won't show if your phone is locked. It won't ping or show notifications, and that might save you from you know, wrecking a family dinner by looking at your phone.
Yeah,
things like that.
Making it up in the first place. Yeah, Mike, yeah. How about if you are kind of resisting putting on any kind of focus mode in the first place? You know, you're lacking the discipline or willpower. Anything there?
Yes, there is. It's automatic settings. You can basically there are headings down below. In the next heading down is automatic, and you can choose sort of triggers that telefocus when, like, I'm arriving at church, go into do not disturb until I leave. You can have focuses like that. You can have locations, you can have times of day, and you can have apps. If you run Ulysses, for example, then I'm working, don't let anyone disturb me kind of thing. Or I'm reading if Kindle or Apple Books is on or something like that, right? So all kinds of ways that you can just say, just trigger this focus when this happens. And that will help immensely for people.
That is awesome. Mike, we've left a few things on the table, so maybe we can bring it up again, but this is a lot to take in for iOS 15. I know that there was a ton of people talking about it beforehand. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I hope it helps people.
Me too, aka myself. Mike Fair joining us every Thursday for tech news as well as audio entertainment. And today we were talking about the focus feature on iOS, and you can find the components of it in iOS 15.
I love your honesty. For me, it's for a friend.
Yeah.
Coming up next, folks, we learn about this year's Imagine Native Film Media Arts Festival next, right here, as Kelly and Company continues. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.